Hello and welcome to the Deadbeat Guitarist Mugcast, episode 10 for this Monday the 17th, January 2011. Chimay, Blue. Well, I suppose I should explain my absence. Holidays did happen, and truthfully, I had a fair amount of material, but I have lost it in a data mishap, and therefore I am rebuilding my arsenal of beer review material. In any event, hopefully we can get back onto a somewhat regular release schedule. The beer I'm going to talk about today is Chimay Blue. I think I'm going to make sure that the beer reviews are live because fun things happen like what you'll hear coming up. The brewers of this beer are monks and Trappist monks. First of all, the website for this brewery is quite cool. Go to chimay.com, chimay.com, and click your preferred language. The site is fairly interactive. I like what they've done. You can view the history, you can view the products, but they have a neat thing where they've got a gastronomy section. They do cheeses as well, so you can choose the beer and it will match up their meal as well, what it would go with. So it's quite neat. It's got that. And then it's got a moments section where you can choose your language, and then it will share people's stories on when they had a Chimay and what they thought of it and what happened. So stories. So that was quite neat. Check the website out. Let's hit up the beer review or beer discussion. All right. The beer I have with me today is Chimay or Chimay. Not sure the proper pronunciation there. It's the blue one. There's a blue one and a red one. And it describes itself as extra strong ale. And Per Trappists is what it says underneath Chimay. It's an ale brewed at Scourmont Abbey. Comes in a 330 short bottle, 9% alcohol per volume. I believe the red one is 7. And just to read from the back of the bottle, the Trappist logo certifies that this ale was brewed within the walls of an existing Trappist monastery under the control of the Trappist community. A major part of the sales and revenue is used by the monks to support charitable works. Chimay Blue is a powerful and complex beer. And it suggests a serving temperature of between 10 and 12 degrees Celsius, which is interesting. That's quite warm. There's a big X mark over a tall cup. And says, don't put the bottle on its side. And it also shows you a goblet-style glass. So I'm going to have to pause and go grab something as close to a goblet as possible. Because I have, it specifically has a big X over your tall regular pint-sized glass. So I'm going to pause and be right back. All right, I'm back. I have a slightly more appropriate in terms of their criteria bottle, rather cup. Wow, it's foaming over. Oh my gosh, right near the keyboard. Not cool. Somebody must have shaken this thing up en route or something. Thankfully, I have averted damage to the keyboard this time. Wow, it's quite a strong smell. A lot of activity on the pour. I'm going to get a quick picture here on my phone before it is too late. Been really bad about that lately. All right. Alrighty. I missed it again. The head's like practically gone now. It disappeared quite quickly in my defense. Not really appearing to leave much markings on the sides of the cup as yet. It's down to about between a centimeter and a millimeter. Fairly airy head that was there. It seemed to, there's a lot of carbonation in it, and it seems to have settled quite quickly now. Let's check out the aroma. Typical Belgian thing happening there. It's not overly sweet smelling. It seems this time like the Golden Drac is quite a sweet drink. I'm not sure this is going to be a sweet beer like that, but we'll know in a second. I'm going to give it a taste. I like this. It's quite bubbly, less intense fruity thing happening than sometimes you get with, say, Mar de Sou or Pirat or Golden Drac being extremely sweet. This one is sweet, but it's not overly sweet in comparison to those. And fairly light body. It's quite carbonated. That's the interesting thing. It's not a thick beer or anything like that. Just it's a fairly bubbly, thin, strong ale. And it's good. So you should check out Chimay or Chimay if you haven't had it. The blue one, 9%, nice kick. Yeah, it's good. Check it out. All right, and just before we cut out for the Android pick, a application called Dolphin Mini, which is a web browser. I find it a little bit like Google Chrome, actually, in the look. It renders pages quite quickly. It has some nice features like the tabs, and if you go into the options, there's full screen. There's access to the downloads in an easy way. You can change the user agent that is published to the website. There's also some gestures, which I haven't really gotten a whole lot of use out of yet. You can specify a lock on the orientation, and it has data backup as well. So some cool stuff in there. So check out Dolphin Mini. And that's going to wrap it up. So thank you for spending the time with me. I can be reached at the deadbeatguitarist.com website. You can just click contact and reach me that way. So there you go. And until next time, cheers.